Well, Monday, a big highway project coming affecting the folks in the city here of Park Falls. And Andy Casper, who's a project manager for this whole thing, is nice enough to join us this morning to fill us in on what's happening with that. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for
having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Busy time for you, I'm sure. Many projects going on. So let's get the people informed here in the city of Park Falls on what exactly they can expect here over the next couple of months and kind of what the goal is of this whole redo on Highway 13 here. So give us a little information on exactly what is involved in this project. What are we replacing and what are we tearing out and repairing?
Yeah, this project, Wisconsin 13, right there in Park Falls, begins just north of the North Fork Flambeau River Bridge and then extends to the north, all the way to North 5th Street. The purpose of this improvement project is to maintain the existing pavement. So we're going to be taking the top 2 inches off of the asphalt roadway pavement and then replace it with 2 new inches of asphalt pavement. Some other items of work that are going to be done at the same time. The curb ramps at all the intersections for the sidewalk no longer meet the American with Disabilities Act standards, so we're going to go ahead and replace those.
Okay.
There is also some streetlight improvement where we're going to be upgrading to an LED streetlight system. And additionally, there's going to be small improvements to the traffic signals.
Okay. All right. All right, so, and this will take, how will affect our daily traffic here? Still be able to get up and down the highway, but just a lane closure here or there, or what do you anticipate with that, Andrew?
Yep, road's going to stay open during construction. You're going to see some flagging operations, some temporary short-term driveway / side road disruptions, but any kind of disruption should be communicated with adjacent property owners as asphalt paving trains coming through. So, generally speaking, mobility will be maintained as it is today, and you'll see people out there working, but still should be able to get around and do your daily tasks as needed.
All right. And as always, Andy, we encourage people to slow down, right? Your construction workers have their back turned to the traffic a lot doing their job, so we just need our people to be moving slow on 13 when this is going on, right?
Correct. Yeah, it would be good to be off the cell phone. It's prohibited or even against law to be on a cell phone in a construction zone, so be alert, be attentive driver, slow down, try and give these guys some respect as you're coming through the work zone.
Exactly.
And
so on Monday, does the project start on the by the bridge there and work north, or what's the progression of it?
Yeah, so Friday you're probably going to see some traffic control devices, some signs, some orange barrels, things like that show up. And then starting next week, Monday through Wednesday, you'll see some erosion control get installed that consists of silt fence along the roadway or inlet protection, and then some construction staking, so survey information and possibly saw cutting. But next week's activities won't be real disruptive. After the holiday weekend, then they'll kind of jump into a little bit more involved work. So
all right,
for basically the first full month of the project, July into mid-August, you're going to see the curb ramp construction and then the lighting work, and you won't see a significant amount of asphalt paving until about mid-August. And I just want to asterisk that these construction schedules are always weather-dependent and the contractor's workload, so
yeah,
we have a rough schedule today, but that's always kind of a moving target.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, we're right on Highway 13 in Park Falls, so if you're if it gets hot and you need a drink of water, a cup of coffee, Andy, stop on into the radio station, okay? We'll be glad to help your guys out.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, Andy. All right. Thank you for all the info, Andy. We appreciate you, and good luck to you guys on the project here in Park Falls. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thanks. You have a good day.
All right. Take care. I don't think that was a part of Andy's job description when he took that job, was to be on the radio with a guy in Park Falls. He did a good job, though. But he'll be out there. He's a project manager for the Highway 13 project, which will get underway on Monday. It sounds like, from talking with him, that the American with Disabilities Act and the replacement of a lot of the ramps up and to the road and such is it sounds to me like it's a driving force behind the reconstruction, because if you drive from the North Fork of the Flambeau north on Highway 13, the road isn't that bad. But some of the other adjustments need to be made. In order to make those adjustments, they need to redo some of the road. But like he said, he indicated the actual like replacement of some of the road, they're not replacing it, they're just kind of adding a layer, isn't going to be until later in the project. A lot of the lighting stuff and the curb stuff will take place ahead of that, and the actual laying of the additional the roadway won't be until later in the project. So we thank Andy for taking time to join us and updating us. That project will get underway on Monday here in Park Falls.